At a formal meal, have you ever wondered which glass of water was yours? Or whether you should say something if someone has a piece of food stuck in his or her teeth? With Minding Your Manners, a podcast hosted by certified etiquette trainer and author Sharon Hill, you will no longer have to question yourself.
Someone in your office dies, or the family member of an associate dies. A peacock shows respect by sending condolences. Gestures of sympathy help them and the family's loved ones process the grief that arises during this time. Ugly ducklings feel awkward at these sensitive times and avoid the bereaved or say something that is inappropriate. Peacocks show respect by knowing rules of handling a topic that can be uncomfortable. Every religion and culture has its own acceptable funeral rituals according to the faith of its practitioners. If you do not know how to honor the loss of a business associate, contact a funeral home, the deceased's house of worship, or ask a family member for their guidance about ways you can show your respect. Many religious faiths do not want you to send a gift of flowers, but instead they prefer to receive consolation gifts of vegetarian food. Some faiths prefer cash donations given to the remaining family of the deceased. Here are some suggestions for dealing with the death of a close business associate. You read about a close business associate's death in the obituary section of your local newspaper. The obituary will tell you if the services will be held for those who would like to pay their respects to the family of the deceased, or whether there will only be private services for the family only. The obituary may also give instructions for those who want to express their sympathy. For example, a comment may say, "The family asks that in lieu of flowers, a donation be made to," it could be a charity, a church, a medical research association. Or, "Flowers may be sent to the Sycamore Street Funeral Home," or, "Flowers may be sent to the Lincoln Cemetery." Coworkers will generally send a gesture of sympathy as a group, company, or department. Appropriate arrangements for the service could be a standing spray, standing basket, or fireside basket. Send sympathy cards to the family of the deceased. Send simple, non-religious cards unless you are sure of the religious faith of the deceased family. Many people at your office may sign the card. When sending a card to a widow, address the card using her formal married name. For example, write Mrs. Reginald Flores rather than Mrs. Gertrude Flores or Ms. Gertrude Flores or Gertrude Flores. If you hear about the death of your associate at the office, ask the person who gave you the information about the funeral services. If they do not have the information, help arrange for someone to call the family and identify himself or herself as a work associate. The person calling should tell the family member they are calling to inquire about the funeral arrangements. They should express their sympathy to the person who answers the phone. When you attend the funeral, the family is preoccupied with their thoughts about the loss and cannot hear the words you say to them. Express very simple yet emotional condolences such as, "I will miss her," or "John was my friend," or "my sympathy." Do not be afraid to mention the deceased employee's name at work. Everyone grieves in his or her own way, and communication lessens the sadness. However, if the grief persists, seek professional help. Let's talk about grief in the workplace. If the deceased is a spouse or close relative of a coworker, you may choose to attend the services together or individually. If you are attending the services, offer your condolences to your coworker, but do not bring up issues surrounding work. Offer your support and understanding over their loss. Once a coworker returns to work, you may wish to extend your sympathy and support, but remember to respect their privacy if they do not wish to discuss their loss. What should managers do? Recovery of your work group depends to a great extent on the effectiveness of the grief leadership provided to you, the group's manager or owner of the company. Effective peacock grief leadership guides members of the work group as they mourn and memorialize the dead, help their families, and return to effective performance of their duties. Consider providing a private area where coworkers can mourn without public scrutiny. Initially, close friends and associates will feel shock and intense grief. If a loss is to be resolved, it is essential for all affected employees to spend time talking about the deceased person, sharing memories, and discussing the loss. This grief work, which is essential for recovery, is intensely painful when done alone, but much less so when it can be shared with friends. Providing a private area where coworkers can talk together and shed tears without public scrutiny will ease this process. Get back to the work routine in a way that shows respect for the deceased. Returning to the work routine can facilitate healing if the work group makes an effort to uphold values held by the deceased and strive towards goals that he or she valued. For example, I want to show the customers I care because Rebecca was such a caring person. Finally, do not treat a new employee like a replacement for the employee who died. It is important that new employees not be made to feel like replacements for employees who have died. Reorganizing responsibilities and moving furniture can help spare everyone the painful experience of having somebody new at Deidre's desk doing Deidre's job. My friend Wendy Brooks Lester offers another suggestion for coworkers mourning the death of a loved one. If possible, send notes and cards to the people's residences instead of leaving them on the person's desk. That way, it'll be easier for the person to focus on work items while at work. I hope you never have to endure the grief mentioned in this topic. If you do, use these tips to display your poise and professionalism even during times of profound sadness.
Thank you for listening to Minding Your Manners. If you have an etiquette question you'd like to have addressed on the show, send an email to manners@SharonHillInternational.com. This podcast is produced by Sharon Hill International. To inquire about sponsorship or to download past episodes, visit us at www.SharonHillInternational.com.